Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Surveys show us time and time again that most people in our country oppose abortion and would like to see it eliminated. Most people believe that there are better choices than abortion and want to see abortion go away, but very often they don't know what they can possibly do about it. I want to encourage you today so that you can know that there are many things that you and everyone across this nation can do to help bring an end to the tragedy of child killing. I want to offer you three specific suggestions that are within everybody's reach. Aside from these three, which I'll explain to you, I want you to know that I can provide for you, without charge, a list of specific things, over 50 things, that anyone can do. They are all legal, peaceful activities that can help to save the lives of children and to save their mothers also from the pain and the grief that come from abortion. But let's begin with these three simple ideas. First of all, we can wear something which shows people our concern for the unborn children. And one of the most famous things that people wear in support of pro-life is called the precious feet. This consists of a little pin showing the exact size and shape of a baby's feet at only 10 weeks after conception. People who wear these feet tell us that many people approach them and ask them, "What are those little feet that you're wearing?" And this gives people an opportunity to say something very simple like, "Well, this represents the exact size and shape of a baby's feet at only 10 weeks after conception. And I wear this to show my concern for these children who are being destroyed every day, in fact, every 20 seconds, by abortion in America." The precious feet have been known to save lives throughout the world. Why do they save lives? Because most people don't realize that the baby is already that well developed so early on in the pregnancy. The precious feet help to close the gap between the word abortion and the actual reality of what happens when a baby's life in the womb is ended. So I recommend that you wear the precious feet. Children especially love to wear these feet, and it causes a lot of good discussions and questions arising among their family and friends. A second simple thing that you can do if you have a bank account is to use pro-life bank checks. These bank checks come in a variety of designs. You can have all the information that you currently have on your checks transferred to a check that bears a pro-life message and a pro-life picture. Messages such as, "Every third baby dies by choice. Say no to abortion." Or, "A baby is God's will that life should go on. Say no to abortion." Some of these checks even carry an image of the precious feet that I mentioned a moment ago. It's very, very simple to have the checking system that you have transferred over to the pro-life checks, because the pro-life bank check company will take care of everything that has to be done between you and your bank. You don't have to worry about any of that. All you have to do is order the checks. I will make that information available to you. You can contact me at Priests for Life for information about these checks and also about the precious feet. A third suggestion that I would have for action on pro-life is to put a pro-life bumper sticker on your car. Now, of all the suggestions, this one might be the hardest. Because after all, I can guarantee you that if you put a bumper sticker on your car is going to look uglier than it did before. If your bumper sticker makes it look better, perhaps it's time to get a new car. But in any case, we know that these bumper stickers have saved lives. We know that people driving in the car behind us will see these bumper stickers, will read them, and this pro-life message will come into their minds. And it does it in a way that we need to do. In fact, the bumper stickers and the checks, as well as the precious feet, all do what we need to do, and that is to raise the issue in the minds of people who otherwise might not be interested in thinking about it. Abortion is something that we have to keep reminding people about, because unless we face what the problem is and the fact that it's going on, we'll never be able to solve it. Some people are afraid of putting a bumper sticker on their car. They feel that it may lessen the value of their car, but we have to ask a question. What is more important to us, our car or the life of a child? What is more important to us, the fact that we may get some negative comments, or is the life of a child worth it? There are so many very, very good bumper stickers. There is a wide variety of them that carry a very positive and loving message, that carry at the same time a message that is very profound and that people very much need to hear. Let me read for you a few of the examples. Abortion, a doctor's right to make a killing. Peace in the womb. Abortion is a wrong, not a right. Here's one especially for women to use. It simply says, another woman against abortion. There are many, many good messages that we can convey in these three ways. I encourage you to use all of these methods and also to contact me for dozens of other ideas. But one way or another, let's be encouraged that there are things we can do to save lives, and let's all realize that we do have a part to play in bringing an end to abortion.